You take back in my boyhood days, you cleaned up a piece of ground. You just anything bigger than that tree there, you wouldn't grub it. At that time, you just let it keep the sprouts knocked over and let it rot out. You plowed around them stumps. Now that was where the job was.
Plowing around the stumps.
That's right.
Because they had those big roots in there.
That's right. Maybe you could jump from one stump to another, but still you get in there and take what we called a layoff plow. Run about 2 furrows and plant it in corn and use hoes and dig it out.
How did you mean jump from one stump to the other?
Well, close enough together to jump from one stump to the other. There's a lot of this big timber in this country that you could step from one stump to the other.
When you were plowing? You mean stand up on the...
Get on top of one and step over onto another.
Is that right? When you were plowing, you'd stand up on the stump? Is that how you...
No. We'd walk behind the plow.
Yeah. But you mean you could just walk across the field jumping from one
There's
stump?
There's places you could jump from one stump to the other. Us kids would play on.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, did they cut those stumps pretty low to the ground?
Oh, about 3 foot high.
They left them that... They left that much of a...
Worlds and worlds of lumber just wasted.
Just that's an awful lot of stump.
That's right. It's just wasted.
Now, when you'd harvest wheat, do you remember how you did that?
You cradled it. First I ever saw was with a reap hook. You gather it together with your legs, and then you take that reap hook and just cut off a handful of it at a time.
And then what did you tie it up in anything or how did you
took about a dozen straws of that wheat and tie up a bundle of it.
All right. And then what did you do with the bundles?
We'd shock them up. Put four in the shock, set up 10 bundles and then put 2 caps on top of them, cross them just like that.
And you called it
caps.
Yeah, okay. Did you ever hear that called a rudder? The thing on the top?
Yeah, I have heard it called that, but we never did use that. We always called it.
Where did you remember where you heard that?
No, I don't.
I heard that. I heard it over in Mr. Thomas over near in Holston Valley, out near Bristol. There, he called it a rudder, and I'd never heard that before. But I just wanted to be sure that I'm glad you heard it, because that means that it is a word that I didn't miss.
I've heard it.
That I thought I might have misunderstood them.
And people in the valley here didn't ever use it.
Didn't use the rudder. If you planted a crop of hay or something, or let's say you had you cut the clover or grass, and then it came up again, you'd call that a
second crop.
All right, and what if potatoes or something that you hadn't even planted?
Volunteers.
All right. How did you harvest oats?
Same way, but with a cradle.
Swath
them. You had to swath them oats now and let them lay down dry a day or two and then tie them up.
Now, and then did you thrash them?
Yeah.
What did you use for that?
We, as I spoke of the other day, most everybody had a floor in their barn, what they call a threshing floor. They'd haul this in, and then they had a frail. They had a long stick, about like a hoe handle, and then they had about a 2.5-foot stick tied to that with a piece of leather, and they stand and frail them oats out.
And they'd use frail or thrashed. I mean, that frailing them would be the same thing as thrashing them?
Yeah, but they call it frailing them out.
All right. And then when did they use thrash later, or did they ever did use that much?
Oh, yeah, and then thrashing machines come through here later, yes. Yeah.
But as long as it was done by hand, they called it frailing.
That's right.
Now, with the wheat, did you sell most of the wheat, or did you use it yourself?
We used the most of it for bread.
All right. Now, what kinds of bread did your mother make?
We called biscuits.
Wheat biscuits?
Yeah.
Yeah.